This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Congratulations to Kathleen from Jenkintown. She guessed the movie correctly, Officer and Gentleman. Did I ever tell you my Richard Gere story, Dawn?
No.
So, first of all, before, in case you are new, we were in the afternoon for a number of years. If you're waking up today going, what is this? We don't know what this is exactly, but we're still trying to figure it out. We were in the afternoon for a number of years. The Cioli Show first launched officially in afternoon drive in November of 2014, just a few days before my son would be born. So it was like the best week of my life ever. And before Dawn joined the show, it was me and Greg Stocker, the executive producer. And I made the I started talking to Greg. And then the guy who used to have the afternoon show at the time said,
did you jump through the glass? Did you jump through the glass? Now you're part of the show? Remember that?
Yeah. Got a call one day early on the show. They said, would you like to interview Richard Gere? Now, I had no interest in interviewing Richard Gere. But I thought, well, what the heck? The show's new. Maybe that'll be interesting. So we went to interview Richard Gere. He was doing a movie about homelessness.
He acted
like a homeless guy, and he was literally sleeping outside in cities, right?
He was, yeah. He was trying to get in character.
Yeah, so character. Richard Gere, being one of those, you know, pompous, pretentious actors, he became homeless. Instead of just acting homeless, he like literally became homeless, yeah. Except the fact that he has like $1 billion in his bank account.
But you like him because he's short. You're taller than him.
I do, yes. So. Very much so.
Dawn,
jeez. You're taking shots at me already. I like it. It's good. This is the new feisty morning edition of Dawn.
Wow.
So he was sleeping as a homeless guy in all these different places. So he invites all these people in Philadelphia media to come meet him and have a conversation with him at the Four Seasons in Philadelphia. So, you know, you go up to the major suite reserved. Remember this, Greg? It was a suite that had a conference room in it, and they had drinks and then food and everything like this. And he would not talk about any of his other movies, nope. Except this homeless movie.
This dumb movie that nobody's seen.
Right, that nobody cared about. Because I would ask him, I'd be like, so what was your favorite movie? He goes, this one. I go, did you like doing Officer and Gentleman? No, I like this one. What about Pretty Woman? No, I like this one. He would only talk about this dumb homeless movie.
Yeah.
So I said, fine, I'll play along. I go, so what's it? You know, what's the thing with homelessness? He goes, well, we have a problem in America. We have so much wealth and there's so much homelessness. And I said, well, here we are at the Four Seasons discussing homelessness. I go, do you not see like
irony?
Right, was the Days Inn not available? You had to do the Four Seasons?
Yeah, they should have done it at like the local shelter.
Yeah, they should have done it like on the parkway.
Or by the vine where all the panhandlers are.
Yeah, do you remember back then you were allowed to hand out food on the parkway?
Yes.
Before one of the mayors cracked down on this? And so that's what he should have done, right? We should have been hanging out on the parkway, handing out sandwiches.
Totally.
Instead, the Four Seasons, he had to go through multiple security checkpoints, you know?
The movie was called Out of Mind.
Out of Mind.
Out of Mind.
Never
yeah.
heard of it.
In 2015.
No one heard of it.
Never heard of it. No one.
And of course, he sits here and he's like, America, I want people to view this as a wake-up call. Do you want some shrimp? I have shrimp. Shrimp and champagne. Shrimp and champagne, bring it over. No, it was the most pretentious five minutes of my life. It was awful.
And he had to be wheeled in and like wheeled out.
It was like King Richard Gere comes in and then, oh, look at you.
Two peasants sitting there, you know.
Yeah, in the Four Seasons.
Yeah.
I look down outside the Four Seasons. Here we are on the 26th floor. You can see them like bugs in the street. Those are people. Why don't you bring them up for some shrimp then?
Yeah.
Bring them up. Go down and get him, you hypocrite. Bring him upstairs. Instead of making a movie about him, go up and bring him to the conference room on the Four Seasons. That's what I would like, Dawn. I would have liked if they brought me up to the conference room to meet Richard Gere. There were like five homeless dudes sitting there at the table. Like, what's up? We're part of his staff now. He just hired us.
We should have done that, actually.
Right?
Yeah.
That would have been a great idea.
Yeah, we should have brought guys with us. Yes. Be like, this is my team, my radio team. I got Scrubsy. I got
Moondog.
Moondog. I got Mad Dog, and I got Boone's Farm here. I'm trying to nickname them by what they drink so I can remember. We'd all like to be part of your crew, Mr. Gere. We thank you for putting a light on this. By the way, can you spare a dime? Brother, can you spare a dime? And you know that guy never has cash on him because all his money's tied up in like offshore Swiss bank accounts and whatnot. I'm shining a light on homelessness in the four seasons. I love it. Well, it was either this or the hotels that rent by the hour, where actual homeless people do go and, you know, working girls and whatnot. But anyway, so congratulations. We're going to do that every day, and you can try to win. It'll be fun. We're going to do a number of other things, including, by the way, who won Twitter. We'll keep doing that. I have to say, so far, I just have to share this one tweet with you because I thought it was very apropos for what Dawn was saying. I check everything. I really do try to respond as much as I can on social media. But thank God we've had so the outpouring of support has been amazing. And I thank you for that. The Zioli Army is so strong right now. Jody tweeted out, so excited. The morning show Iron Throne has been won by the Zioli show. What a difference it makes. Yeah. The Iron Throne. So what a difference it makes to wake up to energy and enthusiasm and laughs once again. May your reign be long, King Rich. I like that, Jody. Thank you.
That was very nice.
We call ourselves the Zioli Army, hashtag Zioli Army. And there's a guy who, we have a number of people very dedicated. For example, my buddy Rick. Our buddy Rick has a Zioli Army license plate, if you ever see him driving around. Then there's a Sid. So Sid was a guy who got shoes made up years ago that said Zioli Army. He has since now replaced those shoes with the new Zioli Army logo shoes.
Yeah, they're very cool.
Very cool. And today is his wife Sarah's birthday.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
So we
happy,
gotta.
No.
You know, we gotta.
We're not doing
come
that.
Come on, please.
Come on, no. Come on.
Hey, Sarah, it's your birthday. Happy birthday.
No.
They say it's your birthday.
They do not say it's your birthday.
Da-da-na-na-na-na.
They do not say it's your birthday.
We're bringing Wacky back to FM morning radio on the AM.
No, we're not.
This goes out to Sarah. Sarah, happy birthday. You don't look a day over 40. I don't even know how old you are, but hey. Sarah!
No.
Monday! Ah, so bad.
So bad.
That's the last we'll ever do of that, I promise. All right? That's the one and only birthday shout out where we just did it. Check that box. Move on with your life. Also, I don't know if you know this or not, but Bernie Sanders, who is now the, I guess, the presumptive Democrat front runner, according to Frank Luntz. He's looking to raise some money for his campaign, so we've hired him to do some traffic reports for us. That'll be a little bit later in the show.
Wait. Bernie Sanders, the presidential candidate,
yeah,
is going to do a traffic report.
Yeah, he's trying to raise money for his campaign, so we wanted to help him out, so we've decided to hire him as our traffic reporter. So Bernie will give us some traffic reports coming up on the ones.
On the ones.
Yeah, we'll do it on the ones. Or whenever
ones.
We can do it. I don't
okay.
know.
No, I like the ones.
It could be the ones, but then again, nothing we ever do is ever on time or on schedule or planned. So
the mystery movie clip, I believe, was supposed to be at 6:40. We got to it at 7:10. So we're in true Zioli Show fashion, we're right on time.
And John, you mentioned Mika and Joe before on The View. We have a little audio of how they're doing, those two crazy crew of Mika, Joe, and the eight people who spew nonsense every day on that program. So we have a lot to get to today on The Zioli Show, 855-839-1210. And starting at 7:30, we're going to do something unprecedented in Morning Drive Radio, an hour of nonstop talk. Woo-hoo. From 7:30 to 8:30. No commercials.
That's unheard of, actually.
It's unheard of, Dawn. Which is what unprecedented means. Yes, what now?
People complain about all the commercials.
I know. So you listen for a whole hour without any.
Wow.
We'll have to do some live reads, but no pre-recorded commercials.
Cool.
So that'll be good.
Rizzioli 3-6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.